the owner of the Liberty Coin Service and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Lansing and Delta Township. Pat is our expert when it comes to gold as well as the U.S. dollar. And that program, Things You Know That Just Aren't So, recently won an award. We wanted to talk with Pat about that. Patrick, how are you?
Great, Tony. Good morning.
All right. Now you're winning awards. Give us the lowdown about this.
Well, last week, the Numismatic Literary Guild handed out its annual awards in different categories of the media, and my program on your station won the award for the best radio or television program.
Now, do I get a copy of this award or some kind of compensation since that program's on this show?
I'll show you the award someday.
Well, speaking of gold prices, that has been running wild in the last week to 10 days. I guess it's been running wild for more than a year. Where do we stand with the price of gold as we speak?
Right now you have the price of gold threatening to rise to $1,900, which is an all-time high not adjusted for the effects of inflation.
And how soon do you think it'll hit that 1900 level?
Could happen today. Could happen in a few days. There are a number of things below the surface that are pretty scary on the world financial markets. For instance, in the latest weekly report by the Federal Reserve of the money supply, the M2 definition of the money supply increased by the greatest percentage in history, with the exception of 2 weeks. 1 week was the week of the September 11th attacks in 2001. The other week was when Lehman Brothers failed in 2008. Obviously, the Federal Reserve thinks there is something horrible and something huge coming down the pike. It's going to be really bad, and they're getting ready for it. It's on the scale of the effects on the financial markets, like the failure of Lehman Brothers or the attacks on the World Trade Center and Pentagon.
All right. Ask the, what's coming down the pike?
It's hard to know for sure what it is. One really scary possibility is that the banks in the Eurozone in Europe may have a holiday. A number of the major banks in Europe have seen their share prices fall 20 to 40% or more in the last month or so, and they basically become technically insolvent. There is a rumor, and I got to emphasize that it's a rumor right now, that one of the largest European banks had a huge bailout by the European Central Bank and just about cleaned out the cash reserves of the European Central Bank. They don't have the money to do that again. So, and if you have a bank holiday declared on the euro, that's going to have huge effects on other currencies around the world of people being scared to hold them.
So if people are scared to hold them, what happens?
Well, the demand for precious metals would sure go up high. I mean, it's already soaring, but it would go up on a prices could go up on a scale like you just haven't seen yet.
Pat, what's the price of silver as we speak?
The last I saw was on the high $43, which is up about 15% in the last 10 days.
All right. Pat Heller is with Liberty Coin. We'll be talking with him again a little bit later on this week about the price of gold as it flirts with that $1,900 per ounce rate. We'll talk with you soon, Pat.
Thanks, Tony.